This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Wednesday, October 1st, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning. I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. SWP disruptions from shutdown. La Nina bills as climate swings. USDA workers head home as government shuts down. Shutdown threatens state water project coordination. California water officials are bracing for the ripple effects of the federal government shutdown, warning that reduced staffing and budget cuts are already straining coordination with their federal partners. At a media briefing yesterday, Department of Water Resources Director Carla Nemeth says the state relies on daily interactions with the Bureau of Reclamation to jointly operate the State Water Project and the Central Valley Project. DWR is already grappling with a 30% staff reduction for regional reclamation offices, that after the Trump administration's cutbacks. This means less information and potentially less precision in operating the system. Nemeth added that the president's order directing agencies to outsource critical forecasting and monitoring activities could throw off snow measurements this winter, since Reclamation manages a third of the statewide snowpack. Cuts at the U.S. Geological Survey are also affecting stream gauges used to manage flows. DWR Deputy Director Laura Hollander said the National Weather Service has lost staff at regional forecasting centers, weakening flood forecasting capacity. She assured reporters, "We're doing our best with our staff to bridge the gaps the best we can." Nemeth stressed that essential operators remain in place during shutdowns, but planning and financial staff would be unavailable. On that note, UC Davis water researchers are warning the shutdown could cause the National Flood Insurance Program to lapse. That could halt flood insurance plans, delay payouts, and disrupt real estate activity for homes in flood-prone zones. Nicholas Pinter at the Center for Watershed Sciences argues that instead of dismantling or defunding the program, along with FEMA, Congress should maintain and reform these essential programs to preserve the nation's flood resilience. DWR bracing for climate whiplash in new water year. DWR is warning Californians to prepare for another year of climate extremes as the state begins its water year today. At the meeting briefing yesterday, Director Nemeth said the past 3 years have shown how precipitation now arrives in fewer, more intense bursts, creating sharp swings between flood and drought. State climatologist Michael Anderson said cooler equatorial waters point to a developing La Nina, which often brings dry conditions to Southern California, while the north could see powerful atmospheric rivers. Last year, he noted, Southern California endured its third driest and warmest year on record, while the north received near average precipitation. Major reservoirs are starting above average, but groundwater remains stressed. 27% of monitoring wells are below normal. DWR is also stepping up flood preparations, staging millions of sandbags, and training local agencies. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders, tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Half of USDA heads home for shutdown. About half of the USDA employees will be furloughed under a shutdown plan released late yesterday by the Ag Department. Of the nearly 86,000 department employees, about 42,000 will go without pay during the shutdown due to Congress not agreeing on a spending plan. No one knows how long this shutdown will last, and Democrats and Republicans are each saying it's the other's fault. Majority Leader John Thune of South Dakota accusing Democrats of abandoning the normal budget process. In an op-ed in the Washington Post yesterday, Thune said, quote, instead of working with Republicans to extend the government funding so we can continue bipartisan appropriation work, Democrats are holding the government funding hostage to a long list of partisan demands, totaling more than $1 trillion. Meanwhile, House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries is touting poll numbers showing that more people will blame the GOP than Democrats for a shutdown. Then again, there's always a lawsuit. Two unions yesterday claimed in a lawsuit that laying off federal employees during a shutdown is illegal. Carrying out RIFs is plainly not permitted function that can lawfully continue during a shutdown, says the suit filed by the American Federation of Government Employees and the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees. It was filed in California's Northern District. Vaden questions why fertilizer prices are so high. A spike in U.S. fertilizer prices doesn't add up. So says Deputy Ag Secretary of Agriculture Stephen Vaden at USDA and DOJ scrutinizing the market for crop nutrients. We have so few domestic fertilizer companies, and one of those companies has an absolute majority market share, Vaden told reporters yesterday without elaborating. He said, quote, you don't need to be a lawyer or an economist to realize that there are some questions that should be asked. The deputy secretary said he was meeting later with a fertilizer executive who wants to assure him nothing's wrong. Vaden said while he hopes so, it's important to look at pricing, quote, so far out of kilter. Some analysts say there's no mystery. It's just demand outpacing supply and reliance on foreign producers. We can fix a lot of this by making more of our own, said Josh Linville. He's vice president of fertilizer at StoneX. Well, here's today's final word. It is more important than ever that states stand up to protect workers and ensure they have a path to defend their right to organize and collectively bargain. That Governor Gavin Newsom, who signed AB 288 yesterday, directing the state to fill in when the National Labor Relations Board cannot fulfill its duties. The board did not have enough members to cast votes earlier this year, that after President Donald Trump fired the acting chair and reduced the board members from 5 to just 2. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Wednesday, October 1st, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Daly.